All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, last Saturday saw a very, very tightly contested boxing match between Sergey Kovalev and Andre Ward. Both of these great fighters at the light heavyweight division came into this contest with undefeated records, and you expected that it was going to be a very tight affair. Once I found out that the matchup was announced, and even leading up to the contest, I picked Ward with the slightest of slight edges, but I really thought that that bout was a toss-up, and it turned out to be that way. All three judges did give all three cards to Andre Ward to make him the new WBO, WBA, and IBF champ. All three judges scored it 114 to 113 in favor of Ward. Now, I know it was a very controversial decision due to the fact that the fight was so close. You look at the first few rounds of that contest, clearly those went to Kovalev. Kovalev knocked Ward down in the second round. Ward was able to come back in the middle rounds, and I really thought these two fighters went at it in the closing rounds. You know, I expected Ward to crowd Kovalev like he did and grab and get his punches in, and I said that if Ward stayed in the middle of the ring and tried to box with Kovalev, he was going to be in trouble. And we saw what happened to Ward in the second round. But Ward did make adjustments. He's a great fighter, and he was able to prevail. Now, like I said, a lot of those rounds were extremely close, and the judges could have been swayed either way to give a round here or give a round there in favor of Ward or Kovalev. And obviously, the judges saw it that some of those rounds that were very close went in the favor of Ward. Now, naturally, Kovalev was upset by this decision, and you have to respect that and understand it. If Kovalev had won, Ward would have been upset because, again, this was a very close fight, and you cannot blame Sergey Kovalev for being upset. He is the champion, and to defeat the champion, you have to go out there and decisively beat him. Ward won the fight, but he did not decisively go out there and defeat Kovalev, and I don't blame Kovalev for being upset from that aspect. We have to see a rematch of this contest. I say between the next 5 to 8 months, we have to see a rematch. There is nobody, and I repeat, nobody for Kovalev or Ward to go and contend with at the light heavyweight division right now, with the exception of each other. They have dominated the competition there. Kovalev more than Ward, being that Ward just recently moved up to 175. But again, there is nobody there to dominate. I mean, for them, for either one of these pugilists to get into the ring with besides one another. We have to see another match. It's going to be on pay-per-view again. I guarantee you the money is going to be insane. The money will be there. It's just a matter of when and where. But I think this was just a prelude for what we're going to see. We will see two more matches in this rivalry right here, because this is a very fast developing rivalry between Ward and Kovalev. And I think just as we got a treat last Saturday night in Vegas, we are set for another treat when and wherever that rematch takes place. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 12 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.